Chapter 6, No, Never Forsake. Chapter 6 marks a dramatic turning point in the story. While sailing in open water, Peter and Thomas have been discussing faith, belief, and the questions raised by Pastor Theodore's teaching. Suddenly, a severe weather alert interrupts them. They learn that a dangerous thunderstorm, with damaging winds and possible waterspouts, is moving across the coast. When they look back toward shore, they realize they have sailed much farther from home than they realized. The familiar coastline has all but disappeared behind dark storm clouds. The boys immediately turn the boat about and begin securing the sails, but the storm closes in rapidly. The wind strengthens, lightning flashes closer, waves threaten to capsize, and the boat that had seemed dependable now feels small and inadequate. Neither skill, effort, nor determination can bring them a sense of safety or control. Peter gives instructions and Thomas gathers gear. Both boys struggle to do what they can, but the danger increases. As the storm intensifies, Peter and Thomas are confronted with a fear that cannot be managed or dismissed by simply acting confident. Peter tries his best to direct the boat through the wind and waves, but the boat is battered, water rises around them, and a waterspout emerges from the storm. At the most intense moment, Thomas hears Peter singing the old hymn, "How Firm a Foundation." At first, Thomas believes Peter is courageously standing against the danger, and Peter's apparent confidence gives him a brief sense of hope. But Thomas then realizes that Peter is not singing from calm assurance. His song is a desperate cry of terror. The hymn's words declare that God will never forsake his people, yet Peter's fearful response reveals that this repeated truth has not rooted itself in his heart. This tense scene exposes more than just the boy's fear of the storm. It reveals how quickly confidence that is built upon anything but God will eventually fail. The title, No, Never Forsake, points to the tension at the heart of the chapter. Peter knows the hymn's promise and can sing its words under pressure, but the storm reveals the difference between being able to repeat a truth that you know intellectually and being fully persuaded of it in the heart. The chapter does not condemn Peter or Thomas for being afraid, nor does it downplay the danger of the storm. Rather, it shows how the storm exposed their limited perspectives and need for a greater truth, that even in our greatest storm, he will never forsake us.
Surface Reflections. What part of the story captured your attention or interested you the most? What concept, question, or insight stood out most to you in this chapter? Which character's perspective or response did you find most relatable? What concept or insight seemed the most challenging for you? Plunging deeper. Number 1. Can you identify an area where you know a biblical truth, can quote it, and sincerely agree with it, yet your response and reaction to a particular circumstance seem to say something different? What does that tension reveal about belief? Number 2. When someone whom you believed was spiritually mature faltered or had some moral failure, did this impact your faith or spiritual confidence? If it did, why do you think this was so? Number 3. Peter's fear did not make the words of the hymn false, but he was unable to rest in the assurance that those lyrics were meant to convey. Can you think of a time when a difficult circumstance made you question what you knew was true? How did you navigate those waters? Number 4. Difficult circumstances rarely create new beliefs, but they often expose what is already there. Looking back, can you identify a crisis that revealed something you believed about God, yourself, or your circumstances that was contrary to what you professed to believe? Number 5. Have you ever responded to a difficult situation by quoting scripture, repeating a promise of God, or reminding yourself of what you claim to believe? Why do you need to remind yourself of the truth if indeed you believe it? Is it possible that there might be a better approach? Island Insights. We don't need to deny the reality of the storm or manufacture courage when fear is present in order to have a heavenly perspective. When our reactions reveal a gap between what we claim to believe and what we have actually been persuaded is true, we do not need to pretend, perform, or condemn ourselves. We can acknowledge the gap before the God who has not forsaken us, and ask Him to persuade our hearts of the truth that we still struggle to trust.